picked up the phone Thursday morning before I got ready to go out downtown. And I know most of the people there, and they say zero balance. You tell me God ain't good. Zero balance. A $2,500 light bill in my house, and I guess about $1,800 in my car wash. Zero balance. Ain't God good? So I got a reason to praise the Lord. If you don't want to pray, you just get on out the way, because I don't want no rock crying out in my face. Because he's been good to both, all of us in here. We got something to thank God for. He's been good all the time. I'm going to pick on my wife for a minute. We're going to go on and read it. But 20 years with this woman. I told the kid in his pastor, the kid, I know I'm saved, Miss Amy. I said, because I ain't never been no woman no 20 years, huh? I always say after 5 years, you ugly, I'm ugly. Let's go on and separate the house. And I used to try this lie to find fault in her. Look all, you know, I'm picking on my wife now. I hope she listens. If she ain't, well, that's okay. I hope she don't, if she get mad, that's okay. I say, ooh, she wear them old flabby jeans on. Well, that ain't the woman you gave me. She don't smoke cigarettes well. I be listening to Drew. And I say, well, but God spoke and said, teach her my word. And we've been together 20 years. She's plain and she's something. And she don't believe in mess now. And she know one thing, she loves the Lord. Love you, Sister Stevenson. That's my wife. Amen. Now I'm going. I done picked on her enough. What I say, Luke 22. Somebody wasn't even listening. Let us govern ourselves. This is being recorded now. Eugene will have to make it go. And the 63rd verse. I say 64, 63. Luke 22, this is the Easter's message for this morning. Because God has been good. Amen? To us all. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, 64 says, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesize who it is that smote thee. I mean, hit. Many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their own council. 67 says, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell thee, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. You may be seated. I can read so much in here. Good Friday done come and then pass. But I want to talk from the subject, I believe. Do you believe? That is a weapon that we use in our vocabulary every day. I believe. Or either you don't believe. They got some people don't believe. They got, you don't believe, they got some atheists. That means they don't believe in no God, but they're crazy. Yeah. They're stupid. They don't believe. But I believe, do they? That Jesus came into this world to save a dying world from hell. Are you listening? Troubles come, troubles go. But I believe that after all the hell you've been through and out, God is still, and God will always have all power.
Amen. Amen. How many of you believe that? Just take a look at yourself. You ain't got to look at nobody else. Woke you up this morning, didn't you? Started you on your way. I guess you say, every Sunday. Yes, I say every Sunday, because God had brought us from last Sunday, which was our church anniversary, to this Sunday. And you're still clothing your sound right. Many things could have happened now. Don't get it twisted. See, we think we all in a bad church. Don't get it twisted. Because the devil is on our trail anyhow. But we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Can I get a witness? The Bible says, if you go to the 26th chapter and up in that 6, 7, 8 verse, Jesus was invited to Simon the leper's house. And he began to go in the house. And here come this street woman, I'll say. She heard that Jesus was in the house of Simon the leper. And was in Bethany. That's what the Bible says. The Bible said that after she began to pour all what she had at Jesus' feet. How many of you know when you give the best of yourself to Jesus, he'll give the best to you? How many of you know that? When you done all you could for him, said, Lord, I'm just tired of ripping and running. You know I've been serving. You know I've been trying. And you're going to say, I've been trying to do your will. Lord, I need some help. That's when heaven will start praising and clapping and say, that's my child. I'm going to see about him or her right now. God is good, ain't he? All the time, God is what? Amen. We got dinners to sell, don't we? I got some sales or something, man. I got to pay my money. Y'all got to be the first thing to pay. See, one thing I know, everybody want to lead, but don't nobody want to follow. Hello, somebody. If I'm a leader, I got to be the first partaker of giving, because I love to give. Let me tell you something. Giving is a part of your ministry. Giving is a part of Christianity. Giving is a part of following Jesus. Because he first gave to you and me, his only begotten son. Let's look at the Bible. Here you go. Jesus said in 22, Jesus began to, you know, he had already prayed so earnestly that his sweat dropped off him like great drops of blood, didn't he? Amen? It's in your Bible. It's in your Bible. I'm talking about the word. Right. The word is what's going to see us into eternity.
Yeah.
The word is what's going to get you through whatever you're going through this moment. Singing is good, but I heard they all singing will be all. Y'all know what I'm saying? Oh, what a time. Now, y'all know I'm going to cut up in here, because I remember Easter, when I remember 31 years ago, I'll be drunk myself, Hennessy, and I don't know where, how I got home and everything else. I ain't by myself up in here, and I don't look at me crazy. Come on now. I'm praising God up in here. And I'm afraid I'm all by myself, because he didn't turn me from Hennessy to this kind of Hennessy.
Yeah.
On the rock, y'all remember that? Mm. Listen to that Teddy Pendergrass. I think I better. What you see, bro?
Looks like.
I'm going to come back there, but I'm not going to sing like y'all. I know. I asked the track. Yeah, I asked the track. Tell somebody. Back to the text. When they had blindfolded him, I'm not going to read 63 because it makes me mad. When they had, yeah, somebody hit you. Y'all remember when y'all was coming up? Southfield down elementary. We put a chip on your shoulder. He draw a line and say, you cross that line, it'd be on, like popcorn, wouldn't it? And then once we have a fight, Miss Lottie, the next day, we said, we sorry. And go back and shoot marbles and look up, be playing jacks. Don't be on no iPhone, iPad, and all that kind of food. Nah! The old way is the best way.
Oh, yeah.
On Easter Sunday, we went around the bar, called me and my brother, we held hands together. Hmm? Because there was something I agreed to say, love. And we don't have no love in this world, not as like we used to. Amen. We get two oranges,
two apples, a candy cane, and 50 cents in a brown bag. And they said, go outside and play, and don't sit on that screen door. And the screen door be black as me. Hello, somebody. You know I'm black. Screen door be black. Don't sit on that door. Get on out of here. Because the preacher been came home to the house to eat the chicken up. Yeah? Y'all don't know that. See, what I'm trying to say is, we as a people over 40, I say, we appreciate things because we went through a lot of things. Yes, I'm not picking on these children. These children ain't went through what we've been through.
All right.
Going to school with holes in your shoes. Come on, back when we're going down the street, we have to stop in the rain. But look here, the little girl, you know, hell, I'm going over here so you can fix the car go in your shoe. Hell, let me tell you, God ain't good. And look here, if one didn't have the time to get those candies out the machine, y'all know about the bubble gum, we always had enough to give to somebody else. Because mama told us, when she told us this, if you got something and your friend don't have it, you share. And amen. And we went on to school like we were supposed to, not shooting hooky, not doing all that other old crazy stuff. They was trying to teach us how to be obedient and be blessed when you get up. They ain't teaching us about no staying on no phone, no 12, 1 o'clock at night. You better be in the bed when Johnny comes and come on. Yes, Johnny. Yes, Johnny. Johnny Carson, we know about Johnny Carson. Them children don't know about no Johnny Carson. I ain't thinking about no Johnny Carson. But it taught us something. You have to obey your parents, and you'll live a little longer. But when you talking to your parents and cussing them out, you ain't doing nothing but shouting your own day. That's all you do. I know what I'm talking about. It starts at home. Somebody hit the nail on the head. It starts at home. Let me go on back to the church. When they had blindfolded him, I believe, they struck him on the face. I'm trying to show you what our Lord and Savior went through.
All right.
I'm trying to talk to us about today because he lived. We can face tomorrow. I don't know what you're going through on Monday morning, and you don't know what I'm going through, but we all have to face trials and tribulations. But if you got Jesus down on the inside, you can face tomorrow. No matter if it's a bill, no matter if the death angel that came, or whatever you're going through, you can face it because Jesus said, I come to give you peace. And not only that, I come to help you along the way. Haven't Jesus have told you, weeping endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And I don't know how long you have to wait and cry, but one morning God gonna step in and help you along the way. And while I'm waiting, Miss Haven, on the Lord, I'm gonna send some timber up to him. Kind of like Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Or either I will say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make. You got to praise God through his word. Now talk to him. I ain't get you overnight. I had to lay awake sometimes. Still have to lay awake sometimes. I have to cry sometimes. Because I'm out front, you Jerusalem. And when you're out front, you're going to get hit from the back, side, and everything. But the Lord will be a shield over you. He'll protect you wherever you're going through. He know how. When God called Mama on the other side, I was in my mess. I wasn't saved. But God still blessed me, and I couldn't cry. Say, Eugene, you've been called by me. And I asked him that for years. Lord, why you had to take mama? And be, you know, but God will answer you when he get ready. And whenever he get ready to bless you, he's going to bless you. But you just got to wait on the Lord.
That's why Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. And they
know that. I got some Bible reading back here now. Uh-oh. Boy, that make me feel good there.
Yes, sir. Because the word of God is powerful. Come here, Hebrew. And it's sharper than any two-headed sword. What I'm trying to say, let me tell you something. Even in your household, when you start reading your word, when you start meaning what you're saying, started seriousness about Jesus, things started happening strange. People start talking about in your own household.
Are you right about that?
I know I'm right. Because I've been through it, Sister Corinne. I've been through all that. Because Jesus said a man's fold in Matthew 10:36 is of his own household.
That's
your enemy. Because they watch you when you was coming up. They watch you when you growing up and how you stumbled and did this and did that. And did. They ain't talking about what they done now. But they always trying to throw a monkey, throw a brick. My mama say, if you have a pack of dogs and you hit throw, ain't nobody gonna get hit but the one.
That's all folks talking.
That's the way it goes.
And they're always trying to build a case on you, and they got all kinds of stuff back here behind you. But they're looking at you to try to get the stuff off you. Hello, somebody.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about. It's tight, but it's right. I thank God for Easter Sunday morning. Because he lived and he brought me this far and you this far. Nobody but Jesus woke you up this morning. Nobody but Jesus gave you the money in your account. Nobody but Jesus kept your mind intact. Nobody but Jesus kept you walking and talking and praying and praying. Nobody but Jesus.
And you're alive, you see anybody else.
That's right.
Because he's the only one. He's the only one. He's the only one can help you this morning. And we all in here are dealing with something, whether it's a sickness, whether it's something in your body that you're dealing with. We all are dealing with something.
Now, there may be somebody here that think they're perfect. Well, I don't know. Hey, you know, I don't know. I don't know no perfect on this side. I'm not perfect at all. And if Jesus comes through that door right now, we all creep out of here like skeletons. Hello, somebody. Yeah, we'll take out running like a bat out of here. Boom. Yeah, because we all have seen and come shout of the glory of Jesus Christ. Look what happened. Back to the text. They say, prophesy who it is that smote thee. Now notice something. Jesus held his peace because he's showing us this morning. Sometimes when you're in situations, you ain't got to open your mouth. You let God fight that battle for you. Because when the old folks say, this old folks talking about, when you got your head in the lion's mouth, you don't snatch it out. You eat it. That's the step. I ain't been to no USC and all them kind of school, but I've been to the University of Jesus. He taught me how to love people in spite of it. He taught me how to give. He taught me even on both feet when I see them people on the drug, how to still give them $2 and $3. Well, they go and get what somebody does on them. I'm trying to show what? The love of Christ. And I can truly say, 11 years on this 10th day of April, I've been at Malachi Car Wash 11 years. 11 years. And only by the grace of God.
It's a lot of people want to shout pro. But like I told you before, if God for you, who can be against you?
Yes,
and if God against you, who can be for you? Y'all not hearing me. Jesus didn't open his mouth when they say, prophesy to us. Now notice something, church. It wasn't the dope heads. It wasn't the alcoholics that's trying to find fault because he didn't have no fault. But it was the church. The church people. And some church folks could be dead and nasty. I'm going to tell it like it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people could just, when they see you down, they just want to throw you down more. But let me tell you something. What goes around comes around. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Because what you're trying to do to somebody else, just it's going to come right back over you. Harder than what you did out there.
better risk that. Because I've been where you at. And I thought I had some friends. They ended up on Skid Row Bum. I can tell you about it because I've been through it myself. To my friend. You ain't got no friend. James Cleveland said, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins to back. That's a friend right there. That's the only friend I got. And he ain't going to let you down. I went to the jail the other day and I was telling one of my homies that they falsely accused him of, but I said, let me tell you something. This is a test for you. He said, my bond is $500,000. I said, that ain't got nothing. Let me tell you something. It could be $500 trillion. If God, when God get ready to bring you out the door, I said, when God get ready. Boy, everybody shut up. You know God, they were sitting there listening. Because let me tell you something. When you feel with the Holy Ghost, I don't care where you at. When you go in, the atmosphere will just change. When I go inside them jailhouse, the atmosphere just changes. Because I know God is with me doing this. Because he told me this and he put me here. He said, I'm putting you here for my glory. And I chose you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
And when he put me there, it ain't for no glory of me. It's to glorify God, to show the power that he can still work in some strange places. The old folks say he working with skin. While you trying to figure it out, God done already worked it out. I'm going to be through in a minute. But this Easter Sunday, y'all. This is our Lord and Savior. On Sunday morning, the Bible said that upon the first day of the week came Mary Magdalene. Didn't that what it say? Mary Magdalene was a terrible woman. But Jesus had done something in her life. See, when you done something in somebody's life, when you impact somebody's life, they will never forget that. And that's what God got us here for, to do, impact one another's lives and encourage one another. When you hurt, you sit there and say, I'm hurt. When you down, you sit there and say, I'm down. Because the same thing happening to your sister or brother can happen to you.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, I know what I'm talking about. That's why God always say to me, keep on doing what I told you to do. Keep my commandment. See, when you keep God's commandment, the devil might throw a monkey wrench in it for a while. Yeah. But this too shall pay. Somebody tell her, this too shall pay. It may not come today or tomorrow, but it's going to pay. Whatever you're going through, it's going to pay. I lost my hair. Never thought I'd lose there. When I got to deal with them church folks and God passed, oh Lord. I wasn't big, belly, and fat. I ain't worth 100 pounds. So good. Now, let me tell you something. Now, if I lose this weight, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, well, you saw well, boy, he sure looked real.
He must be on
drugs.
No, he said, he must be Dr. Gangster.
Oh, they don't say that no more.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a whole, I don't know what they say now, but anyway, let me lose some weight. I lost him. I said, Lord, I don't need to lose too much because you know they're going to be talking now. We quick to throw a monkey wrench in there. We quick to, what I'm trying to say, that's how they did, I'm talking about here. That's how they did Jesus. They was quick to judge this man. You can't judge the Son of God. That's the Son of God, man.
Let him talk.
And all they doing is, sound like old local man. I could just take a stick and say, bah, shut up. But I ain't gonna do that. God's good, ain't he? Let's go back to the text. Look what happened. It says, as soon, listen, as 66 say, as soon as it was day, the elders of the people, the chief priests, and the scribes came together. Uh-oh. See, when you're on one accord, I don't know whether if it's good or bad, you can do something. See, if we get on one accord, and start going back to them. Let's go back to the old landmark. I can remember when I was coming up on Warshaw Street when we moved to the Sonya Quarter. I can remember them old sisters, Sister Carter and Sister Devotion and all those other sisters. They be walking them down Warshaw Street with some tambourine going down to the corner where they drink that alcohol, and after a while the corner be clear. Y'all don't remember that in y'all neighborhood? This little light of mine, and Sister Regia, I'm gonna let it shine. Y'all remember that, too? This little light. And he had a long dress like we used to call sanctified people. But that was the old church. And see, we got to say, let's go back to the old and all. That's what we need to do.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It starts in the home and then spread abroad. We've got to get our children, and I tell my son right now, and I'm in the only way, I said, look, Negro, don't you act crazy with me now. I know you're bigger than me. I know you're bigger than me. But let me tell you something. You're bigger than me, yeah. But on everything that you can whoop Eugene, you're dead. Because the sooner, yeah, you're going to be punching me, but I'm going to have my little knife. I'm going to be studying, grinding up in there. I'm going to be jugging. I can't whoop him, no. But I'll be jugging. That old knife don't miss fire. I'll be jugging. What I'm trying to say, I'm trying to tell somebody, stay in a child's place as long as you can. He sure won't whoop you. He ain't gonna whoop me. He ain't whoop me. No, he ain't. He know that. He gonna know why. I love him to death. Because, you know, we can watch our children for so long.
That's right.
But then we got to let them go out in the street on their own. It ain't because you didn't teach them right. It ain't because you didn't teach them about Jesus. They follow them old bad children and they gonna be hooked up. Come on. That's my girl. That's my boy. Oh, where you get that equipment from? Yeah, I'm talking about it. Because you know why? It's called the good way. The old way that I was taught. That's why today is kind of, you know, David, kind of sadly because I remember mama's teaching to up. She said, Eugene, look at that woman right there. Who is that? I said, Lord. She said, and Lord, God bless her. She's in Houston now, but she said, do you want somebody to slap Lord's upside the head? Do you want somebody to call out our name? I said, no, ma'am. We said, no, ma'am. You gotta say no, ma'am, to them old folks. You can't come on, no. Yeah. You gotta say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You get something knocked upside your head. Yeah, Margaret. That's my mom. You better say, they just say, what you call me? You better say, mama. These children, I call it mama. Yeah, Martha. Yeah, okay, Martha. What kind of stuff is that? You better honor your mother.
Yes, sir.
And say, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's my mom. The one that brought me into this world. That's my mom, and I love her. Yes, ma'am. Well, I know it's tight, but it's right.
Yes, sir.
It's the book here I'm talking about. The good book. He read the old folks say, oh, we sitting on the gallery while we reading the good book. This is the good book here. And this is the only book I know that can change you inside out. This is the only book I know that'll give you good life and give you a prophet. This is the only book that will straighten your behind out.
Amen.
It's called the Bible.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my heart.
And welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast over KAYT 88.1. We are located in the city of Leesville at 200 Nona Street, and our pastor is Superintendent Maurice Johnson. You are invited to visit us at any time for Bible study, Sunday school, our Sunday church services, and our Sunday evening services of YPWW, and our Sunday night services. We are also at the church on Friday.